Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Now, when we're talking about business, there's a real difference between getting a consensus of what you should do with any decision or listening for everyone's advice and making a decision. If we're going to run our business by consensus, we probably are not going to be the success that you want to be. Everyone's going to have a different opinion. Everyone's going to see the problem or the situation differently, and everyone is going to be in complete turmoil and think that you should do something else. When you're making a decision, you want to gather all the information that you can. If you gather enough information, if you know enough about the problem or the challenge or the decision that you have to make, when you get all of the information and all of the facts gathered, there is no decision to make. It's very clear what you need to do. So if we're dealing with consensus and we have too many people that have our ear and they're going in too many directions, we will have a problem. That's why leaders lead. That's why the best leaders know the right questions to ask. You don't just say to people, what do you think? You ask them specific, pointed questions that will help you get the results that you need and the understanding of the situation. So in a sense, you want to positively shape the narrative. You want to focus the attention on what the question is. You want to focus the question on what you need to know to make the right decision. And if they don't know the answer, you ask them to go do some research and find out. So you get everyone around you doing research, everyone around you bringing facts to you, everyone around you bringing opinion. You take all of those facts and all of those opinions and you listen to them very calmly. You know what you want to accomplish in the business. And then you make your decision. And once you make your decision, you don't look back. Now, you're evaluating the decision all along. Is it the best decision? And if you decided on whatever it happens to be and it's not working, well, there's no problem in changing your mind. There's no problem in saying, this isn't working. We have to change direction. That's what the strong leader does. That's what the leader does that's successful. Not everything that a company is going to do, not every business plan, not every sales and marketing plan, not everything that you do is going to work perfectly. How you succeed in business is by doing what you do well, having people that do things that you do not do well, but also being flexible, being able to see the bigger picture, being able to understand the bigger picture. And when it's not going right, whatever it is, you can change it because you have the power to do that. It's really interesting to run a business because there are so many things going on all at the same time. So when we're looking at decisions, let's get the best possible advice we can get. Let's listen to what everyone has to say. And then let's be a leader. Leaders lead. That's why you're the CEO of the company, the chief executive officer, the president, or the business owner. Final decisions are yours. You have to get comfortable with your confidence level. You have to get comfortable with your understanding. And if you don't understand something, well, there isn't any reason why you can't get more information. Information in any decision is what will make you successful. Vision is what will make you successful. Being a leader is what will make you successful. Being decisive will make you successful. But we just want to be careful that we're not putting ourselves in a position that we're making a decision out of fear or out of emotion. We want to base our decisions first on good business solid facts and our experience, And of course, we want to put our intuition and hunches in there, but we need the facts. We need the solid grounding to make sure that we are making the best possible decision. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.